thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news and brought to you.
Welcome to CKUT's community news program. This is a Friday edition of Off the Hour. Today is June the 1st. I'm Gary, and I'm your host for tonight. Today, on the program this evening, June the 1st to June the 7th marks this La Semaine des Personnes Handicapées du Québec. Over the course of the next week, members of CKUT's and the Avalanche will be bringing you a series of interviews every weekday between 5 and 6 p.m. on Disability Justice Today. And I will be interviewing Maria Barilli from Echo Access. As well, we'll hear from CHAB Day's National Director, Catherine Legault, introducing the action CHAB Day Canada is undertaking in order to fight human trafficking locally, nationally, and internationally. Audrey O'Brien also spoke with volunteers who attended the organization. Day of Action training called Advocacy for Action, gathering their impressions about the workshops and their experience of it. Tonight's show, we bring you our Red Square Report, the CKUT News Collective's ongoing in-depth coverage of the Quebec student strike. Solidarity actions with the Quebec uprising took place in over 60 cities across Canada this week. CKUT's Mark Brooks was at the rally in Ottawa on Tuesday and filed a report for us. Plus, we also will be joined live in studio by Jaggi Sai from the Anti-Capitalist Convergence, or CLA. CLAC was put out a call to disrupt the Canadian Grand Prix in Montreal in context with the student strike. A notice to Montreal Police and Jean Charest. Here at CKUT, we are a group of over 50 volunteers. We have not given our plans to you, and we will not be asking for permission to broadcast our show. You're listening to Off the Hour, breaking all corporate and state-created sound barriers on CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. To reach Montreal's Community News Collective or get involved, call 514-448-4041, extension 6788. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
CKUT, Vibration, Libération, FM, 90.3.
And welcome back to Off the Hour here on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Quebec student strike has now entered its fourth month, but has moved well beyond a student strike, with thousands of people from all walks of life in Quebec taking part in protests. Negotiations between the student associations and government broke down yesterday, and the rich elite in Quebec are now fearing that the protests could severely disrupt the tourist economy. We are joined live now on the phone with Jaggi Singh, who is a member of the CLAC, or Anti-Capitalist Convergence. The CLAC is calling for an action on June 7th to disrupt the Grand Prix of Montreal. Welcome to the program.
Hi there, Aaron. Good to be here.
So, first of all, to start off, can you tell us a little bit about this action on June 7th and why disrupt the Grand Prix?
Well, I'll answer the second part of that first. Ever since the large-scale student demonstration on March 22nd, so it seems like a long time ago, but more than 2 months ago, and the fact that the government didn't respond, the CLAS, which is one of the main student organizations behind the student strike, made a call for economic disruption. And economic disruption is a time-honored tactic to force the hand of the government that won't listen to all the other polite appeals that were made. And don't forget, this is on the heels of a demonstration where anywhere between 150,000 to 300,000 people took the streets. So since that appeal for economic disruption, there's been blockades of bridges, blockades of buildings, major demonstrations, etc. And this is the reason why the government even agreed to go to the negotiating table. So a disruption of the Grand Prix and the activities around the Grand Prix is consistent with that tactic and strategy of economic disruption. The Grand Prix is a huge, huge event, and it's something that's being done, not the Grand Prix itself, but the disruptions is something that's being done in solidarity with that call for economic disruption. The Grand Prix itself is an event for the rich elite jet set. It actually promotes itself as such, and there's a lot to be said about it, and I'm sure we'll get into it a bit during the interview, but I guess to answer your question specifically, June 7th, which is next Thursday, is when the Grand Prix holds what they call Le Grand Soir, the Grand Opening, which is their big elite party to celebrate the Grand Prix. And this seems like an appropriate enough moment to begin the activities or to continue the activities, because I hope people are going to be involved in other sorts of disruptions earlier in the week, but to continue the activities of disruption of the Grand Prix. Literally, the rich jet set is getting together, and they're going to be protected by a lot of police, and they deserve to be disrupted for a variety of reasons, which I'm sure we'll get into shortly.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. In the media today, Jean Charest, the premier of Quebec, appealed to students to not disrupt the Grand Prix. Can you maybe give your response to that and then talk about the significance of the Grand Prix? I mean, you were touching on a little bit, but, you know, in the context of like the wider economic austerity measures that the government is trying to pass through, you know, the context of this protest.
Well, when the ruling class, when the Montreal Board of Trade, when the mayor, when the premier, when the finance minister are all literally quaking and shaking at the prospect of the Grand Prix being disrupted, and this is something that was the case many weeks ago, with them being so worried, maybe that helps direct what our strategy should be. If they're worried about the Grand Prix being disrupted, maybe it should be disrupted. It was pretty stunning that a large segment of the questions that were posed to Jean Charest and Michel Corchin during their press conference after the negotiations were cut off had to do with the F1 and the Grand Prix. There are a lot of other things that Jean Charest said. For example, he considers protests to be a threat. He considers protests to be a threat, and yet he coddles, and the finance minister coddles, and the mayor and the city of Montreal coddles Bernie Ecclestone and the F1, who are the people who run the Grand Prix event. This is a man who's a billionaire who doesn't need more breaks but gets tax breaks. And while the rich are gathering at their Grand Soir and on bars and restaurants on Crescent Street and on Saint-Laurent, students are being considered spoiled for defending the right to education, specifically accessible education, and ultimately free education. It's such a disjunct. And while Charest is calling demonstrators, and keep in mind, he's not distinguishing between them, so he's considering the people doing the casserole and people doing all kinds of demonstrations, he considers those to be threats. He doesn't consider Bernie Ecclestone to be a threat, and far from it, he licks his boots. Mm-hmm. So that's the dynamic that we're facing right now. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're worried because this economic disruption means less money in their pocketbook. But what they're basically done is what they're doing is trying to promote a specific idea of culture in Montreal where corporations and capitalists kind of dictate how we consume culture. And that's spectacles like the F1. It's paying major prices to attend theater or to attend events. It's having your bag searched if you want to go downtown during festival season so they can remove any food or water bottles that you bring from home. And as the casseroles have shown, we can organize ourselves, our own culture and our own events without having corporations and capitalists and the cops mediating it for us. And mm-hmm. that's the threat that's being faced. And, of course, what's added to that threat is that we're doing this disruption in support of the student strike, which is ultimately a fight back against neoliberal capitalism and austerity.
Right. Now, so just to let our listeners know, there's a little bit of casserole sounds there. But so this demonstration is happening on June the 7th, which is next Thursday at 5 p.m., gathering at the corner of Notre-Dame and Des Seigneurs, just two blocks west of Guy, which is near Metro Georges Vanier. The call-out touches on this a little bit.
Keep in mind that people should be on their toes. In case they change the location on us. Mm-hmm. It will certainly be somewhere near downtown Montreal. If they move it off the island, then we can consider that to be a huge victory. But right now we're calling for people to meet at 5, as you said, at near Metro Georges Vanier, at Des Seigneurs and Notre-Dame. But they should maybe check the CLAC website and Twitter feed and Facebooks and stuff to make sure that if the venue is changed, that we'll be at the right location.
Okay, so we'll come back to that basic info in just a little bit. I know the call out mentions this, but of course, you know, there's a lot of people say that it's really the tourist industry that drives the economy of Montreal. Lots of people coming here in the summers for the jazz festival, Francofolie, the F1, and in fact, like a lot of students have jobs, you know, at these festivals. So I guess what would the CLAC's response to that be, that you know, this is, you know, in a way could hurt workers?
Well, anytime there's economic disruption, anytime we're in a social conflict and a strike, there are tactics and strategies that are used that disrupt the economy. And of course, if you simply analyze it from the point of view of being a worker, whatever kind of worker that might be, whether it's someone working in a bar, whether that's a sex worker, or whether that's somebody who gets a contract, there'll be an impact. But I am confident that people will place the blame for that impact not on people who are fighting for accessible education and fighting for better working conditions and fighting for a more just society, but rather place the blame on Charest and Tremblay and others who have created this crisis. Mm-hmm. These are huge distractions from the kind of economy that we should be building in our society. But there's no use sugarcoating what happens is the economic disruption means the economy is disrupted, and that does disrupt workers as well. And the point is to build links of solidarity and support because, you know, when people disrupted the port, the workers there cheered. And there are other examples where that happened. Mm-hmm. I think where you have difficulty is when workers aren't organized or in unions and they're precarious. And in that case, they're just simply disposable. And F1 culture and festival culture in Montreal is very much like that, to have a disposable labor force. So I think we need to talk about getting rid of precarity in work and getting rid and establishing more stability. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to sugarcoat the fact that disruption means exactly that.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about the culture of the Grand Prix, because that's another thing that's mentioned by the CLAC in your call out. And just to read a little excerpt from that, it says, and this is an excerpt from the call out for this disruption. The international elite of white Western men, fascinated by big deluxe cars, are dreaming of cruising around downtown Montreal. Their very presence embodies the concentration of wealth and social inequality and symbolizes the causes of the global economic, ecological, political, and social crises. So, Jaggi, can you talk a little bit about, you know, for listeners who might be unfamiliar, what do the streets of downtown Montreal look like during the Grand Prix with this culture, and what does that represent for you?
Well, it's a microcosm of everything that's wrong with our society and our economy. Crescent Street and streets nearby are transformed into spectacles of wealth, but a certain kind of wealth: luxury cars, women who are there as objects. It's all about consumption. We're talking about car culture here. There's actually no pretense, and even the website promoting the Grand Prix makes no pretense of it being about a jet set. People that literally jet from one party or luxury event to another, and to break it down, they sniff a lot of cocaine and they drink a lot of champagne, and they use the F1 as a pretense for their luxury. And the microcosm there is that everyone else is sort of there to serve their needs. And that's being proven right now when Sheree is literally begging people not to disrupt this jet set spectacle. Mm-hmm. Clearly, there are some people who are interested in the sport of the F1 itself, and you know, I'm not terribly concerned about that. What I'm criticizing, what the CLAC is criticizing, is this capitalist festival of the jet set that's going to be taking over our streets yet once again. And Bernie Ecclestone and the people who run the F1 get tax breaks for it, are making a lot of money off of it. And if we just were to tax them a bit more, we wouldn't even be talking about the hundreds of millions of dollars needed for a hike or not to have a hike. That's basically a bit of a portrait of what this is about.
Mm-hmm. So we're speaking with Jaggi Singh from the Anti-Capitalist Convergence. They're calling for a disruption of the Grand Prix on June 7th. The demonstration has been called for 5 p.m. Lastly, Jaggi, we just have a couple of minutes left, but of course there's been this incredible, huge uprising across Quebec. The latest manifestation of that has been the casserole demonstrations taking place nightly. But can you just talk about, you know, what do you see is the significance of this Grand Prix within the larger student strike and social uprising that's happening in Quebec right now?
Well, I don't want to exaggerate things either, right? The Grand Prix is crucial. It's a crucial economic disruption that we're undertaking, but that's within the context of wider economic disruptions. And students and their allies have been courageous on the front lines of blocking bridges and maintaining the strike. That's why Law 78 was brought in to break the strike and to break the ability for people to picket at their universities. So this is fully within that context. What I want to add is that beyond June 7th, next Thursday at 5 p.m., there is a call out for people to be involved in disruptions throughout the Grand Prix. There are going to be street festivals on Crescent Street, on Saint-Laurent. Saint-Laurent won't have a street festival, but that's where a lot of the F1 people hang out, so we're strongly encouraging the night demos and the casserole to come in through there and to sort of articulate the social justice message that's being brought by this student strike. So that's an important thing I want to add. Also, it hasn't been mentioned yet, but Bernie Ecclestone, who's the head of the F1, is someone who admires Hitler. He's literally said that Hitler was someone who got things done. And I guess that's, you know, one comment that can be taken in isolation. But add to that the fact that the F1 took place in Bahrain this past March, where last year and continuing to this year, there's been an uprising and stunning repression by the authorities in Bahrain. And yet Ecclestone insisted that event go forward while there were people in jail, people being tortured, and people who were killed by that regime. So it gives you an idea of some of those linkages. I don't want to exaggerate those linkages. Basically, we should reclaim our streets. We should reclaim our culture. We should support the student strike, and the F1 is a pretext, like many others, to do so. And clearly, the ruling class is really worried, and clearly there's already been an impact. For example, the festival of Lamborghinis that they expose on Peel Street has been canceled. There's a less ticket sales. These things have impacts, and one way to get your demands met is to ask nicely. Another way to get your demands met is to take the streets and ratchet up the pressure socially. And the way to do that is economic disruption. If we want to end that hike, if we want an amnesty for everyone who's been arrested, if we want Law 78 to be repealed, if we want to make broader social demands for free, for example, for free public transport and other things, then we need to ratchet up that pressure. And through the neighborhood assembly process that's emerging from the casserole, we can create a counterpower. I don't think we're there yet, but that's sort of the seeds of what's being planted, and it'll be a very, very interesting summer. And the disruptions of the Grand Prix next week will be sort of an introduction to the next stage mm-hmm. of this spring and summer of protests.
So, Jaggi, you mentioned that the last-minute info might change, but so for people who want to get more information about the Anti-Capitalist Convergence and this Grand Prix disruption, where can they find that?
There are two good sources online. One is our website, which is clac-montreal.net. So that's clac-montreal.net. And they can also visit our Twitter feed. You don't have to be on Twitter to see the updates we post. So that's twitter.com clackmontreal.
Okay.
If you Google Clack Montreal, you'll get to the right site, and updated info will be there. And also just find someone who's handing out flyers at one of these nightly demonstrations. We'll be there en masse tomorrow at the large student demonstration at 2 p.m. and in the upcoming days as well.
Great. We've been speaking with Jaggi Singh from the Anti-Capitalist Convergence about the disruption of the Grand Prix. Thank you so much, Jaggi.
Thanks.
We're going to continue our coverage now of the Quebec uprising by going to Ottawa, where a rally was held last Tuesday with in solidarity with striking students. The rally was organized by the student worker coalition called Solidarity Against Austerity. Our News Collective correspondent Mark Brooks filed this report.
With the Quebec uprising! Comme j'ai dit avant, mon nom est Priscilla Lefebvre et puis je suis une étudiante à l'Université de Carleton, ici en Ottawa. Et puis je suis membre du syndicat QP, Canadian Union for Public Employees, 4600, local. Carleton, we have some very moving and important stuff to say about what we're doing, why we're doing it, and what's going to happen because of it. So we march today in solidarity with the people of Quebec and the students of Quebec. Common struggle. Tuition in Quebec is the lowest in Canada, and why? Why is that? It is due to a history of resistance, and it will remain that way. We will give Charest the message that we do not want higher tuition in Quebec. We want it to remain affordable and accessible. We want free access to post-secondary education. We want quality education. And Mr. Charest and his ruling class cronies are trying to stifle that voice. And he's trying to strangle the voices of the students and the people of Quebec, and it is shameful! That we don't have a voice, that we don't have anything to say about the decisions that affect us. And what do we think about that? Yeah. He is the lowest of the low. We have seen an intensification of police violence. We have seen tear gas, pepper spray, sound grenades. We have seen beatings. We have seen people losing an eye because they are standing up. We have seen legislated repression in the horrendous attack on people's basic freedoms and democratic right to resist, to oppose, and to protest. And we see that in Bill 78, and we're not going to let that happen. We will not shut up. We will not go away. We are here to say that these tactics of violence are not going to work. We will continue to challenge. We will continue to fight back against tuition increases, against corporate tax cuts, against cuts to welfare, against our right to survive. We are here to secure our future. We are here to defend our communities. And where are we standing right now? Well, for one, we're standing on Algonquin unceded territory. In a place called Ontario, which has the highest tuition rates in Canada. A And every year, tuition increases. And we certainly see this at Carleton, even though we try to stop it. And as we see in Quebec, it doesn't have to be that way. Because through our organizing, through coming together to express our dissent, through civil disobedience, and through direct action, we are going to win. Especially in the face of Law 78, we are going to continue to take the streets, because whose streets are they?
Our streets!
That is right! Our first speaker, Alex Dugas. He is the co-porte-parole du comité du grève de l'Université du Québec en Ottawa, and it gives me great pleasure.
Merci, merci beaucoup. Thank you, everybody, for coming out today.
Come on, 80.
Depuis maintenant 15 semaines, nous avons pris une décision collective. Nous avons pris une décision de protéger les droits acquis de notre société. Et maintenant, cette priorité, celle de l'éducation. Ce droit fondamental aujourd'hui est menacé par le gouvernement libéral du Québec. Qui, avec sa hausse de frais de scolarité, tente de fermer les portes du savoir, tente de détruire le futur de milliers d'individus, par conséquent, celle d'une génération au complet. Ce gouvernement nous propose bien plus que l'appauvrissement du portefeuille de l'étudiant. C'est un recul en arrière, où les avocats, les fils d'avocats, étaient les seuls à pouvoir devenir des avocats. Où les fils d'ouvriers étaient condamnés à rester des ouvriers. Cela encore représente des milliers d'étudiants qui perdront espoir dans la règle du progrès social. For more than 15 weeks, we have taken a decision. We have taken a decision to protect our right, the one of the education. The right of the tuition fees are trying to close the door to knowledge. They break the future of a thousand of individuals, therefore destroying a whole generation. The government is proposing more than the destruction of the student's wallet. It's a return back in time where only the sons of lawyers became lawyers. The workers were sentenced to be workers. This represents thousands of students that will lose the hope of a social progress.